Tirush for Yitzur, that you can't mix up grapes and olives. But Tirush for Dogen, how do I know you can't mix up grapes and wheat? Dogen for Dogen, wheat and barley, maybe that you could. Minan, how do I know you can't mix up Truma, wheat for barley, or grapes for barley? Samara says, Kalvachem, that's the Kalvachem. Or Ma, Tirush for Yitzur. Ma, doch, grapes and olives, these two fruit trees. Shainam claims that there's no wisdom to plant the two trees one next to another. Still, the locher is ain misasri mizel ze. You can't take off true misamaisras from wheat, from olives for grapes. If so, tirish vidogin, I tell you, grapes and wheat, or else dogin vidogin, wheat and barley. Shem claims that zedas klai is royin. There is nisam to plant the two together. You can't plant the two seeds one next to another, barley and wheat. If so, ain adin, isn't it fair to say shleis asri mizel ze? That you cannot take off Trumas and Maestros from barley for wheat or wheat for barley. Yeah. So that's the limit. Nothing more says though about Ulu Rabbi Yasha, current Rabbi Yasha Shita, the Omer that he says no, that there's no Issa Klai Kerem, or there's not even Issa Klai Zroyim, at She Yizra Chita Usura Bechatzma Bemapolis Yad. Rabbi Yasha says the only Chayim we plant all three together it means you have to have Klaim, you have to have a wheat seed, and a barley seed, and you put that together with the grape seed, that's how it's nista klei kerem. But even kleiim just on a grape seed with one of them is no issa. You have to have both together, klei is royim and klei kerem together. If so, heichi maisalo, how does he learn out to say that he can't take off trumas and maisris, wheat onto barley? There's no issa kleiim planting wheat and barley together. So according to Rabbi Yasha, how do I know you can't take off trumas and maisris one for the other? Someone says, Maestri learns it out from Hochi. Learns it out like this. Oma Tirish V'Yitzer. Now we have Sukkim, it says, Chelef Tirish V'Chelef Yitzer. You have to take off the fat, the good of wheat, of grapes, and the good of olives. But you can't take off one for the other. So just like grapes and olives. Shainim Klaim Zeb Zeb, there's no way to claim at all. Afilu Ayidei Dov Racher. Even if you put a wheat there, just one wheat, the wheat seed, and the grape seed, there's nothing wrong with it. There's no issa klaim at all. Still, a misasri mizel zeh, you can't take off trumas and maisras. Or barley, grapes, and olives. If so, tirish v'dogen, grapes and wheat. Or else dogen v'dogen, wheat and barley. Is shen klaim zeh b'zayi deidav racher. They're a step closer. They could become klaim if you have just one thing mixed to it. If you have a wheat seed and a barley seed, and now you put a grape seed in there, there would be an issa klaim. Or we have the barley and the grape seed. All you have to do is just add one more seed, just a wheat seed, and you would become klaim. If so, even according to Rabbi Yasha, isn't that a swear to say, shlo yisas from Mizel there, that you cannot take off trumas and maisris, barley for wheat, or wheat for barley. That's how I know it. So even according to Rabbi Yasha, it's good. But a call point of Rashi speaks out, that we know the loch of Trumas and Maestris is that Midiraisa, Yoni Mechuyiv Trumas and Maestris on these three things, either grapes, or else olives, or else Dogon, which means the five type of grains. That means barley, wheat, oats, rye, and spelt. Now the Gemara says, but Shnei Milim B'Yalma, like any other two types of growths. Let's say tomatoes, And cucumbers. Minol, how do we know you can't take off trumas and maisras one from the other? True, it's only with the rabbanin. We say all the other vegetables, other things that grow, is only mechuyim and fruits, are only with the rabbanin. How do we know there is in this to take off one from the other? So Mora says, Anachnami, hani the rabbanin inu. I take off trumas and maisras from potatoes and tomatoes, it's only with the rabbanin. If so, the klal is, v'chol de tekinu rabbanin, kiein de rice at kinu. When the rabbanu will misakna trumas and maisras from other vegetables or other fruits, they misakna just like midiraisa, just like the raisa, the gadinim, the two fruits of grapes and olives. You can't take off one from the other. So when the rabbanu will misakna all other fruits to take off trumas and maisras, you can't take off one from the other. Same thing just like by dogon, who are done by any other vegetables, you can't take off one from the other. Yeah. That's called Ken Deraisa Tikkun. So Madhi, just like in Deraisa, Madhi Eraisa, Shnei Minim, Ein Misasu Mizel Zeh, you can't take off grapes, olives. Is the Rabbanan Ami, you can't take off one min on the other min. So that's how we know the klal that you can't take off dogon from one mina to another min. That's how Mishnah says to Adin, they can't take off ma'aseh beima from one min on another min. Only cold sign is called the same min. Oh, male rovo, bar rav chonam le'abayo, ela meyat is so, kabi ma'aseh beima, by ma'aseh beima, the loik sivacho ma'aseh bokor. Or ma'aseh tzoin. Here the puzzle doesn't say the word ma'aseh separately for bokor and for tzoin, like it says it by truma. Here the puzzle says kol chelev yitzur, v'chol chelev tirus. Says the word chelev twice. So now we learn out you have to take off separately truma on olives and separately truma on grapes. And here it says separately, but by ma'aseh behemah the puzzle does not say v'chol ma'aseh bokor or ma'aseh tzoin. It doesn't say like that. If so, maybe Yisasru Mizelze said maybe all Maisa Baim, you can put them together.